Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection, and we have Charlene Drew with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and you brought company today.
I did. I brought Kelly Edwards with Sutterfield Financial.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Today.
What we got going on today?
Well, it's raining again, Tom. We need to talk about this. Last time I came, it was raining as well.
Here we go.
We don't know what that means.
But. Between you and Larry at the greenhouse, by golly, I'm catching it today. But we've got a correct my pronunciation, charcuterie.
Charcuterie is our theme. It's charcuterie at home.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about the big event at home this year. It's a virtual, again, for obvious reasons. But it's a statewide event.
Okay.
So the four sites that have galas are all coming together the same day, same theme. So Stillwater, Bartlesville, and Tulsa and Oklahoma City's events will all be on June the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And each site has gathered auction items. We're all having charcuterie at home as our theme. And we're really excited in Bartlesville because Sutterfield Financial has stepped up to be our presenting sponsor.
Whoa.
And we are like so excited about that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Sure.
And the event will be online. We'll have our online auctions, and then at 6 o'clock, people will tune in and to watch the founder of Gray's Craze, Carrie Sylvester. She will do a demo of how to put a charcuterie board together, so yours will be very pretty.
Very good.
And on Saturday,
presentation is everything.
You know, it really is. And on Saturday, between 3 and 5, we will be. We have about 10 volunteers who are helping us to deliver charcuterie boxes to all of those who have sponsored the event or purchased tickets. And the charcuterie boxes are awesome. They, because it's a statewide event, they were able to go out to the national food vendors like USA Foods and others and get them to donate every conceivable thing you could want on a charcuterie board. So we have everything in the box is donated. We have jams, jellies, mustards, olives, pecans, almonds, crackers, Barbie cookies, Panera's doing the bread, and Cherokee Casinos donated the charcuterie boards, and Hard Rock donated a smaller cutting board, and Colby Red donated wine for the box. So the box is going to be fabulous.
Right now, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, gee, many.
And then we will be putting in at the last minute the meats and cheeses and the everything you need to make your charcuterie board while she's doing the demo, if you choose to.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Glad that Sutterfield has stepped up and made this possible for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited to sponsor this year. Last year, Charlene came and sat with our marketing team and kind of shared with us their mission and some of the challenges that they were facing specifically last year with COVID-19 pandemic and just some of the uncertainties they were facing, difficulties getting mentors and able to match them up, you know, being in person with each other, the challenges of trying to be virtual and creating some of those bonds. And we were very impressed with some of the things they were trying to do, you know, to continue helping the youth and how creative they were having to be to continue to fundraise. And so last year we sponsored and thoroughly enjoyed the event last year, and we had some staff that were able to participate and had such a good experience that we were very excited to be presenting sponsors this year. So
very good. Great experience. You know what another great experience would be? Being a mentor.
Yes, it is. It is a great experience. Most of our mentors come in saying that they want to give back to the community. They want to do something for a child, and then as their match goes on, will often say, I never realized how much it was going to give back to me.
Yeah, that's the hidden benefit of doing it all. And to just talk to someone who has, someone who's taken the walk, and you'll like the path.
And this has been, I mean, the pandemic has been challenging for everybody on all kinds of different levels. Mm-hmm. But for us, keeping our matches together and being able to see each other, because for 3 months they couldn't get together at all, nobody could, and then it was virtual for many parts, and so there's all kinds of challenges with that, some of it being, you know, people who are just not good at the whole technology mm-hmm. piece.
Oh yeah.
On the volunteer side, or sometimes if they're matched with a young person that is shy and really is not talking that much, you can go fishing, you can bake cookies, you can do lots of activities together and just enjoy sharing the same space and allow the conversation to kind of flow as it does naturally. That does not work on a Zoom call.
No.
While you're looking at each
other. No, it doesn't.
For 30 minutes, you know? And so, or sometimes we had youth who, the only way to get a hold of them, because they don't have their own cell phone, is through a parent. Mm-hmm. And that parent works, or that parent, it just adds another layer of complication.
Understood.
For being able to make things work. Mm-hmm. So that's been the challenge. And we really have been challenged with trying to bring in new mentors. Mm-hmm. Because nobody was thinking, hey, I think I'll put my mask on and go down and volunteer to hang out with people I haven't met before. You know, pretty much that was kind of how it was working. And but we're coming out of that now. Mm-hmm. And we really must get back to stepping up to be the volunteer that is going uh-huh. to make a difference for these children. There are 20 kids on our waiting list, same 20 that was mm-hmm. probably on there 6 months ago. And unfortunately, because their life is going on. And as challenging it is as it's been for adults, I mean, every conversation with every adult is usually peppered somewhere with the challenges they face. But these kids have been facing lots of challenges as well. Their schedules are disrupted. They're not seeing their friends. For some of our kids, they're food insecurity, because
a lot of that, yeah.
A lot of that. And so, and just the stress of everything that's going on in the world, going on in their families. So mm-hmm. mentors are critically important, and we really need men or couples mm-hmm. To be matched with our boys mm-hmm. particularly.
Now these big couples really work out well, because it really gives the child a whole new perspective on how things might look.
Right. The advantage for the child is they get a male role model, a female role model, mm-hmm. and a healthy marriage role model. Mm-hmm. The advantage for the couple is that, because it's usually a couple that is either a young couple, professional, mm-hmm. that want to give back to the community but don't really want to take more time away from each other. Mm-hmm. And or it's a couple on the retirement end where they're wanting to do similarly. And so, or it could be a couple where one of them is a little bit more reserved and shy, mm-hmm. and they just do better when they're part of that, you know.
Oh, just a whole host of dynamics at work there, all for the positive.
Well, and sometimes it may be somebody, maybe the big brother travels a lot, or so they can still get together with the little because mm-hmm. the other spouse can be there. Mm-hmm. So it really is a benefit for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's particularly, usually couples are matched. They're screened separately, but they're matched with a boy mm-hmm. because we have more boys.
Yeah.
It's usually.
Yeah, that seems... Now, Big Brother, Big Sister, you've got a very nice website, and it does show a lot of things about how people can get involved, including if they just happen to have, like, say, I don't know, $1,000 hanging around.
Well,
burning a hole in their pocket saying, where can this do the most good?
You know, they can just give me a call. I'll be happy to give them a tour and talk
Kelly
to them.
Kelly wasn't expecting that.
Or you can invest it at Sutterfield Financial.
Cut it right down the middle.
Yeah. So, yes, it's... I think it's bigoklahoma.com mm-hmm. will yes. also get you there.
It will.
But it's bbbsok.org. Mm-hmm. And if you think Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. take the first letters, you get bbbsok.org.
There you go.
And all else fails, go old school and pick up the phone.
Charlene answers the phone. You're going to get Charlene on the phone.
I do answer the phone.
You're going to say, well, I wasn't expecting that. Well, right now I'm telling you expect that.
Yes, well, yes, we do answer the phone. I was thinking of those calls that I don't answer that are obviously robocalls. And occasionally, I think, well, that's a real call, and then it turns out to be not. You know how that's working. But
let's get back to the big event for the folks who may have tuned in just a little late. Let's get a little recap on that.
Well, the big event is going to be Saturday, June 5th. Mm-hmm. Our presenting sponsor is Sutterfield Financial. Good. Our other sponsors are DSR, uh-huh, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and First Investment Corporation. Mm-hmm. And we have many sponsors. Right now, I forgot to count how many. I think we're probably in 25 at least sponsors.
That's a good thing.
At many levels. And we really appreciate that. We have 5 new sponsors this year, mm-hmm, which is really encouraging. And everybody is going to tune in to see a demonstration of how to put a charcuterie board together. Mm-hmm. When you buy a ticket, you're going to get a very nice charcuterie box filled with all kinds of things that you could ever want for your charcuterie board, mm-hmm, including the board. It's all happening on June the 5th, mm-hmm, and you can go to bigeventbartlesville.org and find out more information.
All right. I had a question come in on the text about the wine. Is that something that you tipple while you're putting your board together, or is it put together so that all can enjoy?
The wine will be up to whoever gets it.
Oh, personal choice. Okay.
Personal choice.
Discretion.
There will be some
personal discretion
who decide to gift that wine because of their choice.
Yeah,
and
that's
there will
true.
Be other who will...
Well, wine? What wine? I've never seen
some
that
will share.
But no, well, so much for that text. All right. Well, once again, it's Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And Kelly Edwards with Sutterfield, thank you very much for stepping up and in the great work that your company does, not only with everyone's business affairs, but also with the affairs of the community. Great
absolutely
partner to have in our community.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Charlene, again, it's always a pleasure to have you in here, too, and talking about the big event. And once again, if folks want to be a big or if they want to be a mentor, let's show them the path. How do we do it again?
Just quick. Give me a call at 918-213-4524, mm-hmm, or visit our website, bbbsok.org.
Okay. Now, you're also working with some other entities, too. The Lion Group, or the Low Family, I'm sorry, the Low Family Scholars.
Low Family Young Scholars. We provide, Big Brothers, mm-hmm, Big Sisters provides the mentoring component of the Low Family Young Scholars program, yes. We've been partners since 2006.
Yeah, that's been a great thing.
Yes, it has. It's been, we've helped bring that mission to fruition in terms of, mm-hmm, they have the academic side and the scholarship side, and we provide the mentoring component for that.
That's more need for mentors.
And I would encourage people to when we start publicizing, the auction will go live and it'll be open to the public.
Okay, good.
And so it's going to be a statewide auction. So again, all of the auction items that all 4 sites have collected will be in one very large auction. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be lots of great things. They just got a vacation home in Flagstaff. Yesterday was confirmed. Go Global, which is a local, mm-hmm, travel company, is donating $3,000 towards any international, mm-hmm, or domestic trip, that tour that he offers. And we've got, you know, lots of local businesses that have donated auction items as well.
That Flagstaff Getaway is pretty neat because you can witness all four seasons in a day.
You don't have to go
travel very much. Well, it's kind of up and down, you know.
And we have Melody Hughes. Many people know Melody. Mm-hmm. She is doing an Italian dinner for eight again, catered. Very nice. And so, you know, we just really appreciate all of the local businesses that have stepped up to provide an auction item for
and us. The date again is June the 5th,
and you need to get your tickets now because we have a limited, we only have 100 tickets, 100 deliveries.
Yep.
So, and we're right at about 70 right now. So it's time to
get that off the list and put it into action.
There you go.
Got to get it off the list thing and get it into the action pile here, folks. Because, you know, you'd hate to be that poor person who said, well, I meant to, and then you're 101 or 102 or 103, and you have to wait till, well, next time.
Yeah. Right. We have 100 boxes, and we are hoping, and that's all we have.
So make sure you're in that number, as they say. Again, Kelly, thank you for being here with us, and thanks for helping out with Big Brothers Big Sisters, Charlene. Big Brothers Big Sisters, where would we be without you, and where would a lot of kids be without the organization?
Well, we don't want to think about that.
We just want to think about all those positive kids
that have had their lives changed because they had a mentor that invested into their life and invested into empowering that potential that they already have.
And again, folks, if you've been thinking about being an agent of positive change, here's your chance to be a mentor with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for both of you for being here with us today. It is just about 10 minutes ahead of 10 o'clock, and you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400, FM 93.